We have a very, very special guest, the one and only Joe Williams. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine, Jerry, and you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Boy, it's real nice. That's pretty exciting, man, that opening. I love.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's the Doc Severinsen Band, and no stranger to you, I know, from your Tonight Show appearances.
Oh, yeah, we did a couple of things together, concerts and stuff like that.
I know Johnny's always kidding you about living in Las Vegas. You've lived here a long time.
Well, ever since April of 68.
Well, I would say that's a long time.
You think?
you just came back from the Orient, is that right?
Yes, we were in Japan. In fact, I came home on Monday.
And it takes you a little while to get used to that time change, doesn't it? What do you lose a day or gain a day or something? I never did understand the international date line exactly.
Well, let's see. We left there on Monday night and got in here Monday afternoon. See, but I didn't let it fool me. I stayed in the bed and stayed in my pajamas for about 4 days before I finally decided I'd go out and see if it was nice out.
You do a lot of international touring these days, don't you?
Yes, we do. I'm going to, we'll go to Japan 3 times this year. To Europe, we've been there this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Brazil, we leave on the 23rd for Brazil.
Brazil.
With the Basie Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going down to Sacramento with what is the kid's name? Louis Belson. Louis Belson?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and his big, exciting band. We're going down there and do a concert with him as well.
Fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to all the good work we're doing. We're going on to Norway again this year, you know, for the jazz cruise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How does that work, that jazz cruise? You go out for, a week or 10 days?
Just a week. Yeah, you leave Miami on a Saturday, I think. And get back on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of jazz people on that.
They have about 65 musicians from all over the world. People from England, from Norway, from Sweden, musicians, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And from New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago. Great, really, really great musicians. Fine music and a wonderful time by everybody has a wonderful time. It's like a family, there's something to do every minute, and you look up, and it's one place where at 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe some of the guys are still playing.
Wow, kind of like early Las Vegas.
That's right. That's right, and you're on a ship, you know.
Yeah, right.
They're just playing because they love to play. No other reason.
That you mentioned the Basie Band, and of course, that must have been some fantastic years.
Oh, yeah.
Working with Count. And
yes, it was.
He played the piano uniquely, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He looked like he was just kind of playing with it.
Not really. He was picking out the pretty notes.
The pretty notes.
That's right. Just the pretty ones, that's all.
And you sang a few of them, too, I tell you that. I've been seeing you on public television a lot. You've been doing some PBS things around.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to get that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
With television, you're in the bedrooms and in the living room and in the kitchen, and you're part of the family. People see this as, hi, Joe. You know, it's nice.
I guess TV really made a big difference as far as an entertainer's recognize and ability, you know, as far as when you walk in a room, all of a sudden you're no longer a voice. Everybody knows who you are.
That's right. But I think because of the fact that you're part of the family, they don't really overpower you. They sort of respect you and give you your space. You know, like, hi, Joe, I sure enjoy what you do.
Are you still as excited today as you were 25, 30 years ago when you started playing with these big bands?
I think more so, because I appreciate it more now. Before, I think I was more in a daze and just enjoying, period, being on the stage with people of the caliber, you know, of Basie or Ellington or Woody Herman. And it was fun being on stage with these people.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can really appreciate it. For instance, I brought you a record tonight where I do a thing that Bing Crosby used to feature. And it's called I Think of You with Every Breath I Take.
Sure.
And there's a musician on there that I used to just hang out and drink with. He's dead now, though, Ben Webster.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays so pretty on it until when he finished playing, I didn't want to come in and sing.
The one and only Joe Williams. Here he is with a great sound.
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sigh that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all of the while, inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. And when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine. You keep my heart awake, and when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you.
Fantastic job by Joe Williams, and Joe's in studio with us. Joe, you like singing with a big orchestra like that and a recording studio, or you like maybe the 12, 14-piece band? But what's your favorite type of singing, or is it a kick both ways?
I think that it's fun to do it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hard swing, or fun blues, mm-hmm. or a love song like that. I started singing with orchestras for dancing years ago when I was growing up in Chicago, Illinois. And on the air, we used to broadcast live.
Oh, yeah.
And I would sing love songs like that and watch the people's expression on their faces as they held each other in their arms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them have accused me of being a matchmaker. But really, though, that great arrangement was by Jimmy Jones from Chicago, Illinois, too, a young man. We grew up together in Chicago, Illinois. And
he's done a lot of your arrangements.
Yes, he has. And that was Ben Webster and Hank Jones on piano and Milt Hinton on bass and O.C. Johnson on drums.
Fantastic.
My group.
You've made a lot of friends over the years. In fact, we have a man on the line who says he met you in Europe on a tour.
Hello, you're on the air with Joe Williams.
Yeah, Joe, how you doing? Last time we ran into one another was in my old hometown. Rosario Paulaquette from the North Sea Jazz Festival introduced us.
Oh, yes, I remember very
yeah.
well. We were just there.
Yeah. Say, I used to go to a lot of the concerts over the continent, and there is one thing. Maybe you can help me on that. That's a kind of a Presley trivia type of thing. I ran into Big Mama Thornton one time, and we got into a heated discussion over Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes.
And then we ended up backstage with a thermos bottle with sour mash, and I don't know whatever. Didn't she record it at Heartbreak Hotel before Presley ever did?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, he recorded about five or six of the things.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, you're nothing but a hound dog. Yeah. And I at first, you know, and we got into a heated discussion, and finally we ended up backstage since he always carries that big thermos.
Oh, yeah,
the
thermos. Thermos of that sour mash. Mama, sweet mama, she smelled like sour mash.
Say, I wonder, you were over in the Congressbau, weren't you? Last month in July.
Yes, I was over in... The Hague.
In The Hague, yeah.
The Hague at the North Seas Festival. Heard that great orchestra of Ellington's.
Yeah.
Mercer Ellington has a great band. Oh, it was really, it was super.
I just wonder, the ambiance which is there, the building itself is just like a big white elephant, but the ambiance there, it's unbelievable.
People sitting on the floor all around you and standing behind those that are sitting on the floor.
They supposedly had a jazz festival. I didn't even bother to go and look here in Las Vegas last weekend or something or another.
Up at Charleston?
Yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't ask about them if you don't support them. I think we have to support things like that with our bodies.
Yeah. Well,
you know, when they have something over at UNLV, I think we have to support it. You know, we have to be there. Otherwise, I mean, I don't think we should have anything to say about it.
That's right. Good point, Joe. And thank you, sir, for calling. Okay, you got a good point there. A lot of people like to talk about great music, but they just don't somehow get out to see it sometimes. And you got to support it if you're going to talk about it. Our in-studio guest is Joe Williams, and we have several phone calls talking about European jazz. It's pretty healthy over there, isn't it, jazz?
Well, it's always been very healthy over there. They know more about it than we do here in America. They study it. They make sure they know about the artist. They know who is playing the music. I mean, from the guys that from the drummer, they can tell you who is on drums or who was on piano or playing bass or guitar or the horns. They make it their business to find out who is making that noise, that music that touches them.
The American jazz situation with the big bands. Some of these you mentioned Mercer Ellington. There's some good bands carrying on the tradition in America still yet.
Louis Belson has a big band. I'm working with him on Saturday in Sacramento.
Yes, we get into Sacramento. Where are you going to be playing up here? You know, offhand. It's kind of on the spot.
McCaslin Park or something like that.
Okay, I'm sure those people up there will know about that. That's a famous name in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be able to find it. Joe, how many dates a year you work? A couple hundred, I guess, huh?
We've tried to hold it down to around 40, mm-hmm. 40 weeks a year, and have the rest of the year off to play a little golf and take some pictures and enjoy myself and lay around and pretend I'm retired.
Speaking of, besides music, what would be your passion at this moment? Golf or taking pictures or something else?
Life. I mean, life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on with the new stuff. It's okay with me. Whatever, yeah. Really, I just love it all. My wife and I eat our way around the world. You know, it's one of our biggest houses.
I started saying you look in pretty good shape, and so does she. She's a pretty lady. So, I mean, you guys, if you evidently have found a secret to stay slim, because both of you are trim, you look good.
Well, she's a darn good cook, and we just eat our way around the world. I call her up from him and say, you got to taste the fish here. Oh, you got to taste it. It's marvelous. I'm really looking forward to going back to Brazil. And
what kind of delicacies do they have in Brazil? What's
delicacies? They have something down there called feijoada.
Called what?
A feijoada.
Uh-huh.
And it's greens chopped up real, real fine, and they still are crunchy when you eat them. You know, green vegetables.
Hmm.
And
they steamed or something?
They are. They must be. They steamed, cooked in, cooked with pork, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with cured pork. And talking about taste good, they also have a breaded thing, which is a little like couscous, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the bread like we use for cornmeal, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Only it's been cooked very, very slightly, and you can rub it like you're in your hand, like meal. And it's very, very good with the greens and the pork chops and rice and
that's in Brazil.
black beans.
Yeah, now that sounds good.
God, it's good.
You're making me hungry here. Oh, I'll tell you. Speaking of Japan, did you try sushi or do you touch that?
Oh, yes. We had some sushi and some shabu shabu.
I've not had that.
You haven't?
No.
Well, they slice the meat very, very thin. And they have a boiling water in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And you take your chopsticks and you pick up a piece of meat and you let it just barely turn color in the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Then dip it in the spices and eat it.
Sounds
And the vegetables you put the vegetables in as well in the water. And then the last thing you do, you put the spices in that you were using, and you stir and you make a broth, a soup. And the last thing you do is you have that. They used to have a marvelous restaurant in, our favorite restaurant, in fact, in San Francisco called Mingeya, which that had great, absolute great shabu shabu.
Do you pick your own songs out, or you
I most certainly do.
Okay. Well, that's one of the requirements, I guess.
Look, when you get my age, you do what you want to.
And, we'll be right back with Joe Williams in studio on the Las Vegas Radio Show. Thank you.
Thank you.